Evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. Today is April 30th, 2020. The time is 8:37 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Alex Steinberg, the chair of the Pacifica National Board. I would like to ask the Secretary of the Board, Grace Aaron, to please call the roll.
Hey. Grace Aaron, KPK listener, is here. Robin Collier, KCEI affiliate.
Present.
Okay. Chris Corey, KPFA listener.
Here.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW listener.
Here.
Okay. Lyndon Foley, KPFT listener.
Here.
Okay. Jan Goodman, KPFK listener.
Here.
Okay. Heather Gray, WRFG affiliate. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff. Wally James, KPFT staff.
Here.
Okay. Dwayne Lark, KPFT listener.
Present.
Good. Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer, WBI listener?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Sandra Rowland, KPFT listener?
Because there's a excuse absence.
Yeah, that's fine. I like to call the name anyway. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener?
Presente.
Good. Reyes, WBAI staff?
Here.
Eileen Rosen, WPFW listener.
Here.
James Agerton, WBAI listener.
Here.
Okay. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener. Alex Steinberg, WBAI listener.
Present.
Okay. Akio Tanaka, KPFA listener.
I'm here.
Good. Paulina Vasiliev, KPFK staff.
Aquí estamos, present. Yes.
Good. Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener.
Here.
Good. I'll go back. We are missing Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff. Heather Gray, yeah. WRFG affiliate.
Sabrina's here. Thank you.
And Sandra Rowland. And also, is Lydia Brazone here? From Executive Director of Pacific?
Yes, I'm here. Lydia is here.
Good. Anita Sims, Interim Chief Financial Officer. John Tatum, Parliamentarian.
I'm here.
Good. Okay. Chair, we have quorum.
Thank you, Matt. Okay, the next item is the approval of the agenda. Let me read the draft agenda. And then I'm going to ask somebody to make a motion to introduce the agenda.
Sean? Yes. You are misreading the agenda. We have excused absences and identified timekeepers before agenda approval.
Yes, you're correct. We do have one request for an excused absence that I saw. That was from Sandra Rowline. Is there anybody else?
Not that I know of, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Do we have a motion to excuse Sandra Rowline? Okay. Any objections? Did that motion get a second, by the way?
Second, Lawrence.
Okay. And are there any objections? Okay. Could somebody call Heather?
I have to call Heather. Chair, can you ask somebody to mute when they're typing?
Heather's on the call.
Oh, Heather is on the call. Okay.
Yeah,
we didn't hear you, you respond to the roll call.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, good. Okay, so the next item is to identify timekeepers. And we have a timekeeper for topics. Anybody want to volunteer?
Polina will volunteer.
Okay, thank you, Polina. And then we need a timekeeper for people. That's usually a 90-second per person thing. Do you want to volunteer to keep track of that? Anybody?
As long as I have a question.
Sure, Lawrence. What's the question?
So you're asking for a volunteer to keep time for the amount of time on the agenda on items, right?
No, for people. Well, Polina already volunteered.
Okay, I'll do people.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, the next item is agenda approval, and before we introduce that motion, let me just read a quick outline of the draft agenda.
Mr. Chair, your timekeeper, if you could just remind us of the time limit for this agenda item or agenda approval.
Okay. I believe agenda approval is 15 minutes by a special rule of the board that was passed a long time ago.
5 or 15?
Well, it says 5 minutes on the agenda here. We could presumably adopt a shorter time, but that's the basic rule we've been going under.
Switch to 5. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Item number 3 is minutes approval. It's a 3-minute item. Item number 4 is a motion on accurate recording of interdivisional income and expenses. That is introduced at the last meeting, and it was postponed till this meeting. That's a 17-minute item. Item number 5 is a motion on virtual town hall meetings. That's an 8-minute item. Item number 6 is committee and task force reports, and the only ones we have listed is a 7-minute item from the finance committee and a 7-minute item from the coronavirus task force. Item number 7 is the report and Q&A from our IED. That's a 15-minute item. Item number 8 is motion to rescind bylaws scheduled passed on April 23rd by Jan Goodman. That's a 7-minute item. Item number 9 is motion to authorize a personnel task force. That's a 7-minute item. Item number 10 is motion on KPFT finances. That's a 7-minute item. And then we adjourn to close. We are having a closed session tonight. Does somebody want to make a motion to approve the agenda as in the draft? We have a motion to approve the agenda.
This is Sean. I'll move that.
And this is Lydia to the stack.
Hold on. We need a second. Okay. We have approved the agenda. We have a second. And Lydia, you wanted to speak? Go ahead.
Yes, I can't make the motion because I'm not a board member, but it seems to me that the motion that number 8 should be moved up before new business, since it was noticed specifically for this meeting that it should be before the virtual town hall, so that the two motions that were postpone to this meeting are one after another and before the new motions.
Well, that sounds reasonable. Does somebody want to make that motion?
Sure, Paulina will make that motion.
Okay, do we have a second?
Lawrence will second.
Okay, so we move. Are there any objections to moving item number 8 up in the agenda?
8 and 9, said. 8 and 9.
What is 9? No, 9 is not. 9 has nothing to do with that.
The motion to rescind the timeline.
Yeah.
Related to.
Right, that's question. That's number 8 on the agenda. So we're moving that up to after the current number 4. Let's call it 4B or something. Are there any objections to moving that up the agenda? Okay, seeing no objections, that's done. Any further discussion on this agenda? Okay, since there's no further discussion, are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Okay, seeing no objections,
I wasn't able to make the note earlier. So where is Lydia's report now?
Lydia's report is where it was. It's number 7 on the agenda.
Nancy here.
Okay.
I would like to put Lydia's report before the motion to rescind because it's based on Lydia's report, and Lydia's report is, like, critical to all of us. And we put it
Who's speaking? Can you identify yourself? Because I'm...
Oh, I'm sorry. Jan Goodman.
Oh. Okay, so you want to make another amendment. You want to bring the item number 7. Where would you like to put that?
I would like to make it... I believe it's number 4. Here, hold on a second.
You want to make that 4C? Because we already created a 4B.
Yes. The item to rescind the timeline should be, is the motion on accurate recording, that's 4A now?
That's correct.
Okay, and then I would like Lydia's, I thought that was what Lydia was suggesting, was that Lydia's report would be 4B and the motion to rescind would be 4C.
This is Lydia for... If you want me to respond, no, my report has nothing to do with the motion.
Can you give us a brief report at some point before the motion with regard to what's happening with the need for the articles of incorporation to be?
Well, I was going to incorporate that into the discussion about rescinding the bylaw.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's just leave it at that then.
Yes.
Keep Lydia's report where it is, and Lydia was free to weigh in during the discussion on rescinding the motion on the timeline. Are there any
4B, right.
Any further objections
for 4A? Okay.
Any sort to the agenda? Any no objections? The agenda as amended is approved. The next item on the agenda is minutes approval. We have the minutes from the April 23rd open session meeting. Are there any corrections to those minutes? Okay.
Lawrence?
Yes, Lawrence?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes. I read them.
We just approve them. I believe we just simply approve the minutes.
Okay.
We just correct them and approve them. We just ask if there's any corrections, and corrections can always be incorporated later. Is that not the proper procedure, Mr. Tatum? I'm asking your opinion.
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so those minutes are approved. Again, subject to further correction if anybody finds any errors. Okay, the next item is motion on accurate reporting of interdivisional income and expenses. It's a rather long motion, and I'd like our secretary, Grace Aaron, to read the motion. The motion is coming from the management team that consists of myself as chair, Dwayne Lark, vice chair, Grace Aaron, secretary, and Lydia Brazone, our interim executive. And Grace.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Yes, yeah. Lawrence, do you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question. There have been some amendments or some modifications or some additions to the motion. Can we consider, I mean, the motion went out a long time ago.
I believe Grace will explain whatever changes have been made to the motion since it was originally.
Yeah, but I didn't finish my point, and this might help.
Okay.
If we could read the sections that are modified, because I believe the directors had enough time to read the motion, except for the modifications.
I think we have to read the entire motion.
Okay, that's fine.
That is the proper procedure, and of course we could point out where there is a change in the language from the original version of the motion as we do that.
Okay. Excuse me, Chair.
Okay, that's fine.
This is Eileen, and I'd like to move. Put forth a motion to divide.
You cannot put forward a motion to divide until the motion is introduced. Please wait your turn. Grace, please read the motion.
Okay. The motion is titled Motion on Accurate Recording of Interdivisional Income and Expenses, and it comes from the management team, which is Alex Steinberg, our chair, Dwayne Lark, our vice chair, myself as secretary, and Lydia Brazone, interim executive director. And in parentheses, we put in here, due to some confusion a few members and especially new members have expressed about this motion, the management team has added a preamble and modified the motion slightly. The preamble is in italics. The modified motion itself is in regular type. The motion as presented in the PNB meeting of April 23rd is in the posting of this meeting in the appendix and on KPFTX calendar. This is the preamble. The purpose of this motion is twofold. First, to remove the income from the sale of the National Office Building from the KPFA books in 2018 and add it to the income of the Pacifica Foundation managed by the National Office. Second, to remove all expenses related to the settlements with the Empire State Realty Trust, including the loans, from the WBAI books and add it as an expense of the Pacifica Foundation as a whole. This will give NETA guidance as to how the National Board wishes to categorize these particular transactions. Because the income of KPFA was increased incorrectly by $927,000 in 2018, and because about $500,000 in expenses from the settlement and loans was added to WBAI's books in 2018, it made the KPFA operations look a lot better than they actually were, and WBAI's operations look a lot worse than they actually were. This misleading information was used to justify the shutdown of WBAI. The shutdown resulted in a loss of about $400,000 for Pacifica. We want to correct the books so that this incorrect allocation of credits and debits will not be used in the future to shut down WBAI again. Straightening out this misleading financial information will also hopefully reduce the factional divide on the PNB due, at least in part, to the way these transactions were booked. This shift in accounting notations will not affect Pacifica's overall financial reports in toto, but will give a truer picture of the actual performance of KPFA and WBAI. And finishes the preamble. All assets, including real estate assets, are owned by the Pacifica Foundation and can only be sold or encumbered at the direction of the Pacifica National Board. The income derived from the sale or encumbrance of any asset, including real estate assets, is recorded as National Office income. Actually, that should be as Pacifica Foundation income. Pacifica Foundation income. Stations running their operations out of Pacifica Foundation real estate assets are responsible for maintenance and local property tax costs for the property they are occupying, just as stations that are running their operations out of rented facilities are responsible for the payment of the rent. The National Board negotiated and completed a settlement with the Empire State Realty Trust. The National Board needed to raise money to fulfill the settlement and did so by approving the sale of the National Office Building at 1921 to 1925 Martin Luther King Jr. Way, Berkeley, California, and by taking out a loan collateralized by the three other Pacifica Foundation-owned properties in Los Angeles, Berkeley, and Houston. It was and is the clear intent of the Pacifica National Board to have the Pacifica Foundation as a whole assume all liability associated with the settlement with the Empire State Realty Trust, including all related expenses, loan interest, fees, and principal payments. The PNB directs NETA to enter all proceeds from the sale of 1921 to 1925 Martin Luther King Way in 2018 as income to the Pacifica Foundation in a gain slash loss from sale of asset line item. Further, the PNB directs NETA to remove any and all expenses related to the Empire State Realty Trust settlement and related loan expenses from WBAI's books in 2018, 2019, and moving forward. It is noteworthy that the $3.2 million loan and Empire State Realty Trust settlement reset the allocation of transactions and assets for accounting purposes. The changes are fairly minor, just a few word changes to make it clearer. We substituted the Pacifica, the National Office for the Pacifica Foundation, as that is more correct. And the other thing is we removed a paragraph that's really not germane to this. It should be done, but it's not germane to this, the intent of this motion. And that paragraph reads, the Pacifica National Board charges the National Finance Committee to present a plan to apportion an equitable payment schedule for loan interest payments to all Pacifica radio station units. This plan will then be reviewed by the PNB and either approved, revised, or back to the NFC. That probably should be done. I believe the National Finance Committee is already working on that, so this would be redundant anyway. So this one paragraph was removed. It's not essential to the purpose of this motion. And that's it.
Okay. The motion needs a second before we can open up discussion.
Lena will second.
Okay. And I would like to ask at this point if Arthur Schwartz, our legal counsel, is on the call.
No.
Okay. Can somebody please call Arthur? I asked Arthur to get on the call so he could provide his legal expertise on this issue. And he said he would, but I guess he's not on the call yet.
Nancy, with a question. Request your information.
Yes, what is your request for information, Nancy?
Okay, so in paragraph 2 of this motion, it says that, in paragraph 1, the last sentence, it says that that all stations will be responsible for paying property tax costs, just as stations that are running their operations out of rented facilities are responsible for the payment of the rent. And then in paragraph 3, it's basically, is it my understanding that this is saying that the rent payments that were the responsibility of WBAI are going to be removed, or were they already on the books previously? Are they all, is like
is that entire state cost, is that like double charging for the rent that maybe WBAI already had on their books? Or something, you know, I mean, we can't really take, or maybe some of the costs from the Empire State Realty Trust costs need to be attributed to WBI if they haven't already been as rent. I mean, not all, certainly not all those costs were rent. A lot of them were a lot of other fees. Anyway, so I'm trying to figure out how, I mean, is paragraph three kind of in conflict with the last sentence, paragraph one? I'm not sure with respect to how things have been booked in the past, and we want to change it.
15 seconds.
Yeah, let me try to explain that. The WBAI back rent, we're talking about the tower rent, of course, to Empire State. That was settled. We settled with ESRT, and that was deemed at the time to be a Pacifica-wide obligation. So, therefore, there is no back rent that WBAI owes. The paragraph that talks about stations responsible for rent, we're talking about payment of rent on a normal operational basis going forward, and that applies to those stations who don't own their own buildings. That would be WPFW and WBAI.
Alex, Arthur is on the call.
Okay, Arthur.
Somebody needs to mute. Hit the mute.
Arthur,
no,
we are...
to mute.
We are now discussing the motion to for accurate reporting of financial issues, and questions have been raised by some board members as to whether it is proper for the National Board to direct our accountants, NEDA, to place the revenue from the sale of the National Office Building on the books as a national, as a Pacifica Foundation asset and not a KPFA asset where it was previously placed. And the other question is, was it whether it's proper for the interest and on the loan that was incurred to settle the Empire State lawsuit, whether that should be on the books as an expense for WBAI or Pacifica as a whole. I believe that question has been held. I don't think anybody seriously questions that, but there are still some questions remaining about the sale of the National Office Building. So could you provide...
Excuse me, Chair. May I be recognized, please?
Could you provide us with your opinion on the matter? I'm asking our legal counsel for his opinion, and we can continue the discussion about that. Go ahead, Arthur.
This is on the National Building question.
Yes, do you hear, Arthur?
Yes, is it on the National Building, not on the BAI debt?
Well, you can weigh in on that one, too, if you want.
Okay, so first of all, if there's been anything that's been made clear over the last, it's a rainy day tomorrow. Over the last 7 months, 6 months, it is how we exist as a corporation, as a foundation, as one entity, right? And that in the end, all assets as a foundation, and all debts are debts as a foundation, right? Just a general intro to what I'm saying. So all of this stuff about bookkeeping is really, it has nothing to do with how the IRS would care about it. or even how any funder would care about it. It's just an internal issue. Because it is one set of books, ultimately, in the end. But I think that within, so the board can give directions to NIDA to do whatever it wants. And I know, just because I was involved in the WBAI litigation, that back in September and October, the former executive director told NIDA to restructure the books in a certain way, and they did that from a different way that they had done it before. And he claimed he had the power to do that. Of course, the position that the most of the board took then was that the executive director, that the board has the power to do stuff like that and not the executive director. Or at least that the board is the ultimate, you know, wielder of power in Pacifico, which it is. And so that being said, I think the board could direct its accountants to set up the book in any way that we thought was appropriate, as long as it was, transparent and easy to verify and understand. Within the question then of how to structure on the book, the Berkeley office sale really is a decision that the board should make, and it does seem to me that if money was raised to do something for the national, that it's a national debt. I know that there are, and what's interesting is there are things that the national pays for that really are problems of stations. It's like, it's not a very strict line here. For example,
it'll cover your.
Can we stop whatever crosstalk is taking place?
For example, the lawsuit involving Radford and KPFA.
We're in open session right now.
Okay. The lawsuits that may arise out of one station often get carried as a national debt, or national expenditure, and don't get charged to stations. It seems to me in the same way that if there's a fundraising drive to raise money for a building for the national, that's an asset, that becomes an asset of the national, and that it should have been carried on the books as an asset of the national, and that when it was sold, it should have been carried on the books as a asset, that money, as an asset of the national. I heard there is some discussion about depreciation, blah, blah, blah. We file one tax return. We take one set of depreciation on that tax return. It's called a 990. It's not really a tax return because we don't take income taxes. But in making the report on a 990, to the extent that we depreciate property, we depreciate it on one filing with the IRS for all five stations and the national all put together. And it's not like this is going to screw up a tax return that one or another station has filed. So I think in that regard, it's appropriate that if it was a national headquarters, it was a national building, then the sale should have been carried for internal record-keeping purposes as national anthem.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
I've
asked a number of times.
I think we have enough time in order to continue the discussion. Would somebody like to extend this item?
I have a point of order. Am I muted?
No, we can hear you.
Can I make my point of order?
I would like to ask
the chair if you could ask the folks that are going to be presenting to stick to their allotted time, because the alarm went off quite a few times and it was ignored. So I don't know if that was the latitude you were giving Arthur, which I don't object to. I just want to know.
I didn't know I had a snowman. I would have been part of it. I apologize.
No, it's okay, Arthur. Just ask the chair that. Thank you.
I did take some liberties in order to allow Arthur to finish his thought, but you are perfectly correct. We should try to stick to the 90 second per person, but we need a motion right now to extend time for this item.
Chris Corey. Move to extend for 15 minutes.
10 minutes?
10 minutes, Chris.
15? Okay. 15. We have a second?
Robin, second.
Okay, are there any objections? Okay. So let's continue the discussion. Who would like to be on the stack?
Alex, may I be recognized, Mr. Chair?
You may indeed.
Ron to the stack, please.
Eileen, then Ron. Okay.
Thank you. I am moving to divide this motion. I sent you all my rationale for it. I believe it deals with two separate issues, one of which is how to treat assets and liabilities in terms of belonging to a given unit or to the foundation as a whole. And that's, perhaps to be used looking at the past, but certainly for the future. And the other item is how to book transactions relating to the sale of the Nakafon building, the ESRP settlement, the loans, and any income liabilities, gains or losses associated with any of these.
Could you explain what exactly you wish to divide in the motion?
Yes, I have this. I move that motion number one would consist of the first paragraph of the modified motion that was presented in tonight's agenda.
Okay. Just to be clear, you're talking about the paragraph that begins all assets, including real estate.
That's right. That's correct.
Okay. So you want that first paragraph to be a separate item?
That's correct.
And you want the rest of the motion to be another item?
That's correct.
That's what you want to do?
Yes.
Okay. That's fine. We have a second.
Robin will second that.
Okay. Floor is open for discussion.
Paulina's in the stack.
Ron Pinchback was on the stack, Alex.
That would be to divide. Ron, do you wish to speak on the motion to divide?
I just need a rationale as to why.
Please, no cross talk. I'll put you on the stack after Paulina then. Go ahead, Paulina.
Actually, I would like to go after Eileen after she motivates the motion.
Oh, I thought she did motivate it, but okay. Do you want to motivate it?
Further.
Okay, you can go ahead and motivate your motion.
Yeah, they are two different items. They are two different issues. One is more, the first one about how to treat assets and liabilities is more general and ongoing. And the other one is very specific about specific transactions during a specific time that has passed.
Okay, I'm ready then. So uh, I I would argue against dividing the motion because we can't have our cake and eat it too, in the sense that if assets are, let's say, said to belong to the foundation, then also the liabilities should be of the foundation. Now, there is a specific item about how the responsibilities of each station, but I think that as a whole, the motion works better than divided. That's in my opinion.
Okay, Ron, did you want to be on the stack?
Yeah, I can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I have mixed thoughts about this motion. I would like to ask. I mean the I'd like to ask the question. You know,
hold on. I've just been informed by our parliamentarian that a motion to divide is not debatable. So I am sorry, but we've been doing the wrong thing here. Mr. Tatum, so then we have to immediately just go to a vote on the motion to divide. Is that correct?
You can amend it. Somebody may want to divide it in a different way, but you're right. The only other thing to do would be just to vote the division up or down. You're correct.
Okay.
Without debate.
There's no debate on the motion to divide the question. It does require a second. It's not debatable. You can amend it, and what I mean by that is someone can divide it and move to divide it a different way, and then that would become the amendment of the amendment. But as Alex was saying, the only thing other left to do would be to vote up or down the division of the question.
Mr. Chair, Dwayne, okay. Mark.
Dwayne, are you proposing another way to divide this motion?
No, Mr. Chair, I'm reminding us that we still extended for 15 minutes, and we're probably about 9 minutes into that. We're still going to have to discuss the issue itself. So why don't we just go to the vote?
I'm going to call for a vote on this now. Are there any objections to the motion to divide?
Yes, yeah. I object.
Okay, Chair, could you take the roll?
Ray Sarin votes no. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Yes.
All right. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
All right. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
All right. Heather Gray?
No.
All right. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
All right. Dwayne Lark?
No.
All right. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. James Sagerton?
No.
All right. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
All right. Holina Vasiliev?
No.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay. I'll count this up. We have one.
I'm
two,
sorry.
Three.
This is Vanessa asking, is it allowable to revote? Can I change my vote?
Yes, you can.
Okay. I change it to no.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Secretary, I passed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to count up the votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yeses. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 noes. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote no.
Okay. All right. The motion to divide fails.
Okay. We're back to
the final vote is yes 9, no 12.
Okay. And then we are back now to discussing the original motion.
Motion to extend for an additional 10 minutes, Chris Corey.
Okay. I'll second that,
Robin.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending that for another 10 minutes?
I object, Mr. Chair. We have too much of things on the agenda. I have to object.
Okay. Let's take a vote on that then, on whether we extend or not. Recorded the 2/3 vote to pass.
Mr. Chair, this is your timekeeper. We still have about 4 minutes on this item. I don't know if there's a need to extend at this time.
Yeah, but we still have to deal with the motion to extend. That's okay. We can. It'll be 4 minutes plus whatever. If the motion to extend is passed, it'll be 4 minutes plus whatever time we extended it with. Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on this?
Okay. Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier?
Yes.
All right. Chris Corey?
Yes.
All right. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Yes.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Abstain.
All right. Jan Goodman? Heather
Sorry,
Gray?
Pass. Pass.
Okay, Heather Gray?
No.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay, Wally James?
Yes.
All right. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Abstain.
All right. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay. Lauren Reyes?
Pass.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. James Agerton?
No.
All right. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
All right. Polina Vasiliev?
No.
Okay, Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay, Jan Goodman, you passed?
Yes.
Okay, and Lawrence Reyes, you passed?
No.
Okay. So we have one,
and
two,
Madam
three.
Chair, Madam,
yeah.
Madam
yeah.
Chair, this is Ron. I'm going to change my vote from abstain to no.
Okay, thank you. So we're going to count up. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 noes. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll abstain.
Oh, and we have one abstention. Pardon me?
I'm abstaining. It doesn't matter. The motion to extend failed.
Yes.
So we have 4 minutes left on this item. Who else would like to be on the stack?
Chris Corey.
Eileen would like to be on the stack.
Dwayne Lark.
I heard Chris, Eileen, then Dwayne. Okay.
James,
go ahead, Chris.
James, please.
And James. Okay.
And Nancy.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. There are so many things wrong with this motion, I don't even know where to begin. But I think primarily and fundamentally regarding, with all due respect to Arthur Schwartz's opinion on the matter, the PMB is not free to do whatever it wishes with the books. It has to comport with generally accepted accounting principles. We want accurate books that are in accordance with the rules of the law. And we can't direct our accounting firm or our auditors to do something that defies that. Regarding the picking and choosing which assets and liabilities to move, I think that's a profoundly unwise suggestion, which is why Eileen moved to divide this motion so that we could distinguish between the particular assets that are the subject of the latter half of this motion and the general assets, which are at the top half. And finally, with regard to Nakapon, that asset was required by the listeners of KPFA much as a compute. Thank you. Much as a computer would be acquired, and it's not up to the national office to say what to do with those assets that are acquired by the listenership of an individual station. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Eileen?
Yes, I would like to offer a substitute motion, which is to, I move that consideration of this motion be postponed until Pacifica's auditors have provided their opinion on its legitimacy and the wisdom of committing to a resolution that may have unintended consequences,
okay,
of which we are currently unaware.
So motion to postpone
until the auditors can examine both of these issues for technical and professional accuracy or correctness. I'll write it better.
Fine. Do we have a second for this motion to postpone?
Robin will
second.
Okay. How much time do we have left on this item? Alina?
I mean, we're just out of time on this item.
How much?
We are out of time on this item.
We're out of time. We have to go to a vote. We will first go to a vote on the motion to postpone. If that prevails, then that's that. If that fails, then we go to a vote on the motion as a whole. So let me ask, are there any objections to the motion to postpone?
Yes.
Yes.
Madam Secretary, could you please take the vote, motion to postpone?
Okay, Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay, Chris Corey?
Yes.
Okay, Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Pass.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
All right. Heather Gray?
No.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
All right. Dwayne Lorick?
I'll be the second. No.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
All right. James Sagerton?
No.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
All right. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev?
No.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
No.
All right. Vanessa, you passed?
No.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to count up now. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yeses. Have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 noes. Here, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote no.
Okay. Final vote is 9 yeses, 12 noes. The motion to postpone fails.
Okay. We now have to vote on the motion itself. Are there any objections to approving the motion?
Yes.
Okay. Madam Secretary, could you take the roll on this?
Okay. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier?
No.
Okay. Chris Corey?
No.
All right. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
No.
All right. Jan Goodman?
No.
All right. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
All right. Wally James?
No.
Okay. Wayne Lork?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchbeck?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rose?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
No.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Per Arthur's explanation, yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
No.
All right. Aki Tanaka?
No.
All right. Paulina Vasilios?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. I'll count up the votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 noes. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay. So the motion passes, 12 yes, 9 no.
Okay.
Chair, this is Chris Corey. I have a question, just an item of clarification.
What is your question, Chris?
I'm just wondering when I present a motion to rescind.
A motion to rescind can only be presented at the current meeting.
Okay. Oh, it's only at the current meeting? Okay, I don't know what...
is not correct.
No.
No, that's a motion to consider.
Getting a motion to order. Volunteers a motion to rescind. You can make a motion to rescind at a future meeting. You can only make a motion to reconsider at this meeting, and it has to come from somebody who voted on the prevailing side. Is that correct, Mr. Tatum? Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Thank you.
It can only come from somebody who voted on the prevailing side.
If you wish to make it if you wish to make it during our current meeting.
I see. Just a follow-up question. So I can do it at a future meeting, is that correct?
You may always a motion to rescind is in order at a future meeting.
Okay, thank you, Alex. That's all. That's all I needed to hear. Thank you.
Let me just explain. You have to notice it in advance, or else you have to have a 2/3 vote if you don't notice it in advance.
Okay, I would like to notice my motion to rescind for a future meeting.
You may notice it at any time before whatever meeting you wish to bring up. Lawrence, do you have a question?
No, you cleared.
Okay, thank you.
Nancy with a question. Paulina, as well after Nancy, with a parliamentary procedure question.
Okay, Nancy, you had a question.
Yeah. What was the rush to pass this motion? I'm for fairly, apportioning things, but I don't understand the rush.
You're trying to debate the motion after it's been passed.
Never heard what the rush was.
That's not a question. It's been passed. That debate is over. Paulina, did you have a question?
Yes, to the parliamentarian, Mr. Tatum. You mentioned that a motion to rescind would be in order for the next meeting. It doesn't have to come from somebody on the prevailing side, correct? A motion to reconsider would have had to come from somebody on the prevailing side during this meeting. Is that correct? Just to understand.
Yeah, that is correct. Prevailing side at this meeting, but anyone can rescind in the future with or without notice.
Thank you.
Orders of the day, Mr. Chair.
Okay, the orders of the day have been called, and our next item on the agenda is a motion from Jan Goodman. Jan, would you like to read your motion?
What I would like to do is to make a motion to move the timeline and not to rescind, if that is in order. And I sent a motion to everyone minutes ago.
Hold on, excuse me.
So at 6:13.
Hold on, we're getting some interference. Somebody is making phone calls or something while they're on this call. Could you please mute yourself? Go ahead, Jan. I'm sorry.
So rather than just rescinding the motion, I guess it would be rescinding and making a motion, or just making a motion to revise the timeline. And I sent that out at 6:13. People can see it. And basically what I did, what I'm proposing that we do, is to move the dates a month and 10 days forward from where they are now, so that LSB, the PNB, and their committees can have a chance to actually propose bylaw changes. That this making it next week would mean that then none of the LSBs would have a chance to put any proposed bylaw changes. No committees of the PNB could do it. And so the proposal is to just shift it by a month and 10 days. And those new dates are all set out in the...
15 seconds.
In the revised timeline here.
You're basically asking for a motion to re... this is a motion to amend a motion previously adopted.
Okay. I'll go with that. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think that would be a good way
to do it, and if I might be able to do it that way.
Let me ask Mr. Tatum if that's the correct procedure. Is that correct, Mr. Tatum?
When was the original motion made?
Last week. And I gave notice last week.
I have some questions about this, Mr. Tatum. The motion that was adopted... it's not just an ordinary motion. It's a motion that sets a timeline, and our bylaws kick in with that timeline. So I'm not sure that can be just easily amended. I don't know what would be your opinion on that.
We could call it rescind.
I'm asking Mr.
Yeah, Jan is out of time.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I believe that I agree with the chair in that you cannot amend the bylaws. You can amend the schedule or the timeline. You can amend that. However, if the schedule or the timeline is in stone in the bylaws, then the motion would be out of order.
I believe that is the case here.
Point of information, Ron. Yeah.
Ron?
We discussed that at the last meeting about this issue. No, the timeline is not written in stone. It's not a bylaws timeline that we're, you know, trying to stick with. We're trying to get this done because of its the need for expediency. I am of the school that I'd like to see this delayed also, you know, and I don't want, you know, but I don't want it to go back to the LSB so they can pad it up with a whole bunch of bylaws amendments and things like that, because then it'll never. So, you know, we've got some issues here. We never adopted the notion of rescinding. That's a fresh motion on the part of Jan. Thanks.
Lawrence, to the stack chair for a question.
Yes, Lawrence, what's your question?
My question is, when are we going to have this discussion on the original motion? I have a question, and I'd like to be recognized when that happens. Should I ask my question now?
What original motion are you referring to, Lawrence?
The motion to amend the bylaws in regards to the articles of incorporation, and for the timeline to be May 4th. I have a question in regards to that, and I'd like to ask Lydia that question, or I'd like to ask Arthur to chime in if he has to.
We do not have a motion on the floor to amend the bylaws or amend the articles of incorporation. As far as I know, the only thing that was passed was a timeline during which bylaws amendments can be can be presented.
Yeah, and that's my question, Chair, is in regard to the timeline.
What is the question?
Thank you, Chair. So the question is, in regards to, is this a hard set timeline because of the issue of getting the waiver in regards to the property taxes at KPFA? And if it's just a deal of dealing with the Board of Equalization, can we consider extending the timeline if that doesn't affect the decision of the Board of Equalization?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what, because we adopted a timeline already. Now, the timeline itself, there's nothing set in the bylaws that's telling you what the timeline should be. But once you adopt a timeline, that you've already set in motion a certain procedure that's in the bylaws. And I'm just not sure if we can just go ahead and change it after we've
set
it.
So this is my concern, Chair. My concern
is
that...
Time for this agenda item.
Okay.
My concern.
Hold on. We need a motion
to extend this item for 15 minutes.
We have a motion to extend for 15 minutes. Could we have a second on that?
Second, Lawrence.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending this for 15 minutes?